Welcome back to another fabulous episode of Tea for Tea. I am your co-host, Owen.
I am your co-host, Carter.
And we have special guests today.
My name is Radley Richmond.
And?
Brandon Gaither.
Yes, it's a very, very, very exciting day on Tea for Tea.
It is.
The two most awesome men in the theater program.
For banger for podcast number three.
Banger for podcast. Absolutely. We're so lucky to have such esteemed guests. And to start off this fantastic interview, how did you guys get into theater?
Oh, God. I would say I was probably about half a year, like, constantly. And then it was more of just like a giving in.
Bully more to than be in theater?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like followed around, I would say.
The stereotype is usually the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Miss Taylor's name about 6 months before I ever saw her saying, "This random lady wants you to go on a stage and sing. Is that cool with you? Is that good? All right, cool.
You're going to do this."
Yeah. Yeah, there was no choice in the matter. Absolutely not.
Awesome. So yeah. We have a hostage victim. And mm-hmm. What about you, Brandon?
Well, I didn't start off as an actor. I started off doing sound, but yeah, getting bullied into it too, and extra credit, that's what really sold it, you know.
Extra credit. A very good motivator. That 15 points of extra credit has motivated
worth it.
Most Many of our people, guests. I think most of the people most on this of podcast. Our guests. Except for our hostage victim over here.
But yeah. Well, you know, the shackles stay on until senior year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, how many shows have you guys done?
This is my third show, not counting any civic show.
Nice, nice.
Done sound for two, acted for two.
Very nice. You have a nice little balance there, Brandon.
Yeah.
Equality.
Equilibrium, as the
what,
kids say.
What civic show were you in?
I was in This Girl Laughs, This Girl Cries, This Girl Does Nothing. Emma Taylor directed it, so I still haven't done a show that she has not directed.
Yeah.
Again, shackles. I can't not do it. She said, "Hey, you're a boy. We have two other ones auditioning. Go do this." And again, like, just can't. Yeah. I can't not. It's more of a curse than anything.
But. What characters do you guys play in Percy Jackson?
Well, I play Dionysus, god of wine, some random street kid on a field trip, and some guy locked in, I don't think I can say that word on here.
Underworld.
The underworld.
Underworld.
The underworld.
Yeah. And he's just like stuck there. Yeah. Mainly Mr. D, though. My main character is Mr. D.
What's
what
Mr.
I auditioned
D like?
For.
Does he love kids and is he a great parent and a great person?
Well, the exact opposite, actually. He really? Hates kids. He hates his job. He's there because he was cursed.
Oh.
He,
So, like Radley. Yeah.
Exactly. Just shackles. Yeah.
Shackles.
And speaking of shackles, I am Shadley, and I play Grover Underwood. He's a furry little guy. He wears these little goat legs. They are awful to wear. But, yeah. You know, he's very, how do I put this? Annoying, obnoxious, quirky. We'll call it the less hateful way to say it.
Yeah.
Vitriolic hatred for Grover.
Yeah.
Ruined your life.
You can't be an actor unless you absolutely hated your character at least once.
Fair enough.
That is fair.
So, Brandon, you didn't hate your character, but you did hate the sound, didn't you?
Not really, no.
Okay. Just tell us about the sound. That was my segue.
I really enjoyed doing it, man.
Oh.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Tell us like? What you enjoyed about it.
I could just, like, sit back. Like, before I got into my, like, acting part, I could just, like, sit back and, like, see how it's done. Like, how people do it and, like, the process of how it works.
How does it work? Explain it to us.
Right now.
Well, you come into rehearsals, you do some stuff. A couple months later, you have a show.
Could you elaborate on
this? Or you don't. Sometimes she calls you and you don't do anything.
That does happen.
That is true. That is very true.
Like Brandon yesterday. Brandon,
called in for one scene.
Could you elaborate? Could you elaborate what you actually do on the sound, like the specifics?
So, there's this big board, right? I'm still not even sure what all the buttons do on it. And there are mics hooked up to it. I don't know how, but...
Probably magic.
Exactly, magic, sorcery. You know.
I agree.
So there are buttons on it. You can mute them, unmute them, change the volume on them. And for, like, transition music, that's in a play. For a musical, you have, like, the music. You have a separate computer for that. It gets very complicated. A lot of stressful days and nights, lots of coffee.
Oh.
You were going to drink coffee anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So, you were the sound guy. You are our video guy.
I am the video guy.
Explain to us a little bit about, like, the promo video and how you shoot it and stuff and where you, like, your ideas come
from? Oh, the promo video. So, starting with The Outsiders, which was our fall play this year, I don't know who decided at first, but we decided there would be a little promo video we'd film to try and get more outreach for the show, because plays typically don't have as much draw as musicals. It's, you know, it's not as bright, it's not as flashy, and also Outsiders, it's a more mature show.
Right.
And so that childish audience you'd get with a musical that isn't there. So when we first filmed that, we went to Morrow's Meadows, and I had zero clue what we were doing whatsoever. But I, as kind of filler while I was figuring out what to do, because why would I plan anything before, I just started filming people face on like that. And I'd say that was honestly a pretty good start, just getting the profile shots. But overall, you know, I think...
Oh, yes, you made us stand by a tree and just yeah. looked into the sky.
Well,
and
the thing is, it's like you're working with one person, and that's great. But then the other 23 people are just kind of like sitting on the grass right. behind you, all staring at you.
When's it my turn? Okay, can I get a shot?
And that's pretty cool. But I mean, it's nice to be able to, you know, film, edit, and completely produce your own thing,
right?
As, you know, yeah, and just have your own production on the side from the musical.
Absolutely.
How long does it take to make a promo video?
I would say filming, it, you know, however much footage you get, depending on how much time you have. But in the editing bay, when you're editing, I would say probably 3 weeks. And, you know, that only gets you a 2-minute video. But, you know, when you're doing just all the work on this one little computer, within the hours the school lets you be on the lab after school, yeah, I'd say 3 weeks is pretty decent.
Not too bad. All right.
Yeah. So, another question for Radley.
God.
What's it like being the vice president in theater?
Vice president. Oh, it's a lot of what really excited me about vice president is it was exactly what I was doing beforehand, but now it's not me doing a favor. It's me doing what I'm expected to. So, I'm still, you know, turning the light board on, but now the vice president is turning the light board on. And that gives it a little extra ring. It's, you know, right. it's a little more prestige to it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not Radley sweep the floor. It's, hey.
Vice President
VP. Radley, I'm letting you sweep
the floor. Go do your job.
This is your privilege now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations, okay. Mop.
You've earned it, VP. Yeah.
I need to start having people call me my liege or something like that. Just to add the extra ring into it.
Your most serene honor, may I?
I know.
Please.
The rest of the podcast video. Your honor.
Yeah.
Your honor, what's the biggest challenge that you face so far in theater?
The biggest challenge? Well, coming into the Addams Family, for absolutely no reason at all, I had just a lot of confidence. And like the whole time I was like, I'm fine, this is great. But then going into The Outsiders, you know, that's a play and it's much more... like cerebral, you have to think about your acting choices a lot more. So all that confidence comes crashing down towards your second show because you know what you're doing, and so you're much more aware of your mistakes.
Right.
And so I would say the biggest challenge is having to, like, relearn what you thought you knew and actually become an actor and have to think about your acting choices instead of doing a silly little, vaguely European voice and saying right. "Morticia" a few times. You know, that's right. It was a bit of a change.
What about you, Brandon? What was your greatest challenge that you have had to face so far in theater?
Well, getting up on a stage and singing, considering I'm not a singing in public kind of person, that was, like, really on my boundary of, like, what I'm comfortable with. So that was really hard. I would say for The Outsiders, definitely trying to look sad. Because, like, my character is this angry guy that just yells at his baby brother, like, the whole show. And now he has to look sad. That was a really hard part to do.
What got both of you, what motivated you both through that challenge? Or what is motivating you guys through that challenge?
As for me, I would say the challenge in the first place comes from a drive to be better. You know, it's having to rebuild that confidence in yourself and in your performance. And so I would say just following through with it and having that, you know, that source of I want to be better, so I will be better. And so I would say, you know, just eventually it comes with time and with performances, but you do end up rebuilding that confidence, rebuilding that belief in your own ability.
Absolutely.
I would say the same as my
your
royal,
honor.
His,
your honor.
Your honor's going to say my royal highness, but whatever.
Oh, no, it's not really.
I would say kind of the same as Shadley over here, like the passion and like the drive to do it, but also say like the people, Like, I can't let down my own people in theater by just not doing it. I'm just, like, giving up.
Very good answer. Very good answer, Brandon. Brandon, have you read the Percy Jackson books?
A long time ago.
Very guilty.
I don't remember it.
Right now, Brandon.
I would say, with what I remember from it, no.
I'd have to agree with that. What about you, Radley?
Multiple times, so many times over the course of my childhood. when the musical was announced, I was pretty excited because I just, from the ages of, I would say, 8 to, like, a little bit too old, I was just reading I was constantly reading this series, so, I'm too familiar with the hardcore lore of this series. Ask me any question.
What's Grover's girlfriend's name?
Juniper.
Somebody look up if that's right or not.
No, you know what the saddest part is? That I know he's right.
I didn't even know Grover had a girlfriend.
She is a wood naiad, or wood nymph. Sorry, water naiads are a different.
Okay, guys. So how's a musical different than a play?
There is singing. Very hard singing.
Besides the obvious is what I wrote in my notes.
In every...
It's true.
Awful way imagined, it is so different. I would say, you know, that was kind of the culture shock from going from the Addams Family to the Outsiders. I would say the biggest difference is the lack of a consistent ensemble. You know, Miss Taylor, she created an ensemble for the Outsiders. That wasn't originally there. And so you definitely have to get used to how often you are doing absolutely nothing. You know, I mean, there's only so much you can do even when you're on stage and not doing anything. Like, because that's when the thought of, am I standing correctly? That's when that starts to hit you for the first time. And so the biggest difference is for sure learning how to manage yourself when you're not active on stage.
I would 100% agree with that.
Absolutely.
Is your hospital bed dead for 10 minutes?
Am I dead right? Do I have to close my eyes more? Should I lean my head to the side? I don't know.
Dude, is the hospital curtain leaning on me correctly? Is that what that's supposed to be?
Did the hospital curtain hit me in the head the right way?
Just look realistic.
Yeah.
That hurt.
If a hospital curtain really fell on me, what would I do?
How would I react to
if I was
act?
Dead?
Were you dead at the point when it hit you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you just had
you
to
couldn't
be.
Move.
No, it was like the hospital thing. It was like, and then like 3 seconds later, it was like, boom, and got me in the face, and I was like...
I don't think rigor mortis sets in at that point, so I think you could still have a little shake, a little shiver, a little spasm.
I just, as Taylor said, I didn't flinch, I didn't move. I was proud of myself for that. But I did go backstage, and there was like an L-shaped in my head right here from where the thing, like the corner hit me.
It's the actor's sacrifice right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think there are wheels on that curtain now.
Oh, no,
We took them off.
So... we've already talked about what makes a musical different than a play. What makes Percy Jackson different from other musicals? As Carter coughs in the background.
Yes.
I'm muted.
Well, to the sweet, sweet sounds of Carter coughing in the background, I will say Percy Jackson is very unique from other musicals because of how silly and campy it lets itself be. I would say it's like most musicals, and this is not any sort of like,
insult.
You know, insult to musicals, but they really do like take themselves very seriously. Cats the Musical stands by its message of humans as cats. But Percy Jackson, for what it is, I mean, it definitely lets itself be represented that it is a adaptation of a book meant for 9-year-olds. And I think what you can do to best do the show successfully is lean into that. So I think that's
absolutely
definitely what makes that more unique than others.
Absolutely. What about you, Brandon? What do you think about
Radley is just taking all the answers here. I'm going
to... Brandon, how about you answer first the next couple times?
Okay.
I'll lean back.
I agree that it's like...
Hey, pull back.
It's a silly, goofy show, different than other shows. I don't know what to say that Radley hasn't already said.
Okay, Brandon, I have another question
okay,
for you.
Okay, hit me.
Would you rather fight a dolphin to the death or 6 elementary schoolers who have read Percy Jackson?
Okay, multiple questions. Is the am I in the water with the dolphin?
Okay, yes, and you get prep time, but so does the dolphin.
Okay, I cannot swim, so I'm going to have to choose fighting the elementary school.
That is true, I forgot you can't swim.
Yeah, that's going to be a very quick fight.
I think the dolphin would have you. Brandon, what do you prefer, acting or the sound guy?
Acting, for sure. I love being on the stage. I love any part I play, even if I didn't before I was cast for it, which hasn't happened yet, but I just love being on the stage.
I mean, that's very inspiring, Brandon. Would you say that being an actor is harder than being the sound guy? Or is it just different?
It's just different. I mean, they both have their own difficulties. They both have their own... They both have their own upsides and downsides. Yeah, they're just different. Like, their skill set, like, what you have to do for it.
Well, would either of you say that you've grown closer to some of your castmates during this show? Brandon answers first, Radley. I need you taking the limelight.
The shackles will just go right here.
No doubt. When I joined theater, I really didn't know anyone besides, what, you, Carter, and who else was in there? Jacob in Almost Maine. I think Kai was in there, too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, yeah, Kai was in there, too. I really only knew the people in my grade. And by the end of the year, I found myself almost crying because the seniors were leaving, especially Kingston. I miss Kingston.
I miss Kingston.
Love you, buddy.
This episode is dedicated to Kingston. We'll always miss you.
What about this year? Do you feel like with your actors that you had to act with for, like, The Outsiders or Percy Jackson, you felt like you grew closer or, like, had a specific bond with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, being in a scene with the Du Bois family for Outsiders, like, every single scene, I've definitely grown closer to him. Especially Raynan, considering I had to fake hate him.
So, how did it feel? Because they're brothers, so it was probably easier for them to act like it.
Yeah.
So, how was it for you, like, getting in the mix?
Especially considering you don't even have any siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I had to get used to it. I had to, like, figure out, like, how siblings work. Like, you love them, but you hate them at the same time.
Right.
Especially that, like, my character had to take care of them both by working multiple jobs. I didn't have a life.
Radley's giving you an L.
Radley's right almost going to burst out to tears.
Radley?
Yeah?
Have you created any bonds with your actors on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think last year there was definitely more because of just that initial exposure to having a whole bunch of new theater friends. But what I found interesting about this year is that the remaining amount of my friends who didn't do theater all started to do theater. And so it was just kind of less of a Venn diagram, one more of one just big circle.
As the program grows, pretty much everyone you know just starts doing it. So it's,
yeah,
like,
it's more of a hive mind now at this point.
Yeah.
There's no independent thought.
No
left
individual
for me.
Thought, just theater. Just theater.
Oh, and your bonds that you've created?
Oh, I've grown bonds. Obviously, I had Almost Maine last year. Which honestly, Almost Maine wasn't as tight because everyone was working their own individual scenes. When we got to the Adams Family, you meet a bunch of people. Like, obviously, I met Molly there, and I really got to know Radley through that. I didn't know him before, and I got to spend a lot more time with you and Brandon, and I got to know a ton more people. So it really does, like, you just grow a bond with people because you spend a lot more time with them.
Right, every day after school.
Yeah, I mean, hey, every day after school for 3 hours, it's awesome.
Yeah,
every day it's
until
awesome.
until 9 p.m.
Well, only
night.
Only 8 p.m. now.
Yeah.
She was pushing it. She's been pushing it.
Pushing it a lot.
Honestly, it's going to be 9:30 one of these days.
Yeah. It's going to be 10.
It'll be 10. I just need you guys to stay for a little bit longer.
A little bit longer is going to turn into midnight.
One more scene to do.
One more scene. We're going to look at the time. It's going to be like midnight.
You're going to, like, set our clocks
it's
back.
Gonna be the sun's coming back. You guys, go home. I don't want to see you anymore.
That's not Miss Taylor's voice. I don't know why I did that.
It's like a Marge Simpson voice.
Oh, homie.
All right. What's learning dance like?
This Brandon is a dancer.
Oh, I'm not a good dancer at all. Learning DOA, the most difficult part. More difficult than singing. Because, like, you can get used to singing. I cannot, for the life of me, get used to dancing.
It's like we're going to have to edit out that last part where you said the hardest part was singing. A liar.
I'm sorry, okay? It's early in the morning.
Yeah, dude.
Dancing
is so hard.
It's
for
so
DOA.
Hard.
Like, yesterday when we were doing DOA, I completely forgot. Like, all the choreography just went out of my head.
I know.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, jump, snap, run, over, and then it just kind of...
I figured out that we don't have enough room on this stage, because, I mean, like, when we practiced it down in the middle school, we had, like, a whole room on stage. We only have a stage,
we didn't
limited
take
space.
Any consideration about our stage.
So, Radley, you didn't do dance, unfortunately. I'm sure you're devastated.
I love dancing. I was so upset that it wasn't in DOA. I think that's a grudge I'm going to hold until I turn 45, probably.
Yeah.
Start getting social security checks. I think I might let that go.
That's the other part of theater is holding grudges the whole
time. Yeah, the whole time. The
whole time. Well, at least on the bright side, you got to learn a little bit about fight choreo. Did you talk a little bit about fight choreo?
Sure. In The Outsiders, what was really funny is Randy quits right before the fight happens. And so he's the only one who's not fighting, except for Bob, who, you know, spoiler alert,
Johnny's not
dies.
Fighting.
Johnny's not fighting, but he is also dying. So I don't know if I can count
Johnny
that
is
one.
On his deathbed.
Curtain falling as he, you know, as the fight happens.
But, dying in the show, dying in real life, too.
I mean, it's the fight choreography this year. It's such a new element that, you know, we didn't explore at all last year. And so it's very exciting to learn a completely new medium of acting. And, you know, with Percy Jackson as Grover doesn't fight as much, you know, still a pacifist. This year was definitely the year of pacifism for me. But, you know, he does, against his own philosophy, he does fight a little bit completely by necessity. And, you know, learning how to do that. I remember with Jordan last year, learning how to fall it's such an alien movement, but it's still very fun to learn how to do. I think it definitely teaches you how to use your body more when you're inactive, as I was talking about before. So I think, yeah, it was so helpful.
I think adding on to that, like last year, like you said, Jordan taught us like all the basics and stuff. So when Christian came in, like we're using like swords now, like we're swinging swords at each other's axes that are, we're not just using our fists. It's a whole new aspect of like how you have to learn how to move and like dodge and stuff. Because I mean, the swords are like a foot long, if that.
Yeah, I compare it to my Subway sandwich. It's about
maybe
that long.
More. Yeah, like you're swinging around this foot long piece of wood that like could hurt you, but
can put a hole through a clipboard.
It can put a hole through a clipboard.
We have learned that.
Put a hole in your knuckle from Reno.
I thought that was an axe.
Or the axes, they're basically the same thing. I feel like knowing the basics of fight choreography helped so much more to learn it with like the swords and stuff, because Christian didn't have to go back through and like teach us and stuff like that. It was just a lot more flowy.
Shout out to Christian, our fight choreographer for the show. Yes. Christian, if you're somehow watching, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you greatly.
Greatly. Time for us to do shout outs. Shout out to Biff.
Halfway through.
More than halfway through. We gotta.
Anyways, shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to Radley's mom. shout out to Biff. We'll shout out Brandon's mom.
Why my mom?
Did she drive you today?
She did drive me today.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to your
shout
mom.
Out to your mom.
Go moms.
Yeah, go moms.
Team moms.
Shout out to my mom, even though she didn't drive me today.
Shout out to your mom. Shout out to Mr. Lamb.
Shout out to Biff's mom.
Shout out to Stacy's mom, I will say. That motivates me throughout the day.
Shout out to Miss Taylor.
Shout out to Miss Fulton for being her assistant director.
Absolutely. Shout out to Mrs. Templeton for also being there.
Student teacher.
Shout out to Gavin doing the music.
Gavin, yes.
Gavin.
Shout out to Molly.
Shout out to Gavin for being Gavin.
Shout out to
Owen for hosting.
Choreographers for DOA. It's hard. I think we have a couple more questions, though.
Oh, we do. Radley, have you ever watched Johnny Test?
Johnny Test, the first few episodes.
Next question.
Okay.
No, whoa. We gotta talk about this, because I've also seen Johnny Test, and I love this show, dude. This show used to, oh man.
Contain yourself, Carter.
Loved this show as a kid. All right.
Thank you. Johnny Test over.
No.
Next question. How often are you guys on stage?
Too much.
Good answer, Brandon.
I spend my days on nights.
I think I'm in overall 4 scenes in Percy Jackson.
Sweet.
Another Terrible Day, the scene after the campfire, DOA.
You're in the campfire.
Campfire 5,
I'm
then.
I'm standing right next to you.
Anyway, and then, what's the other one? I'm in 5. I can't remember what the other one is. Last Day of Summer. So, considering that all of those are not, campfire is, but most of those are not major scenes, so I'm not really on stage as much as I was in The Outsiders. But I'm still, like, on stage. Like, I still have stage time. I'm not excluded every day. Some days more than others.
Well, that's about all the time we have for Tea for Tea. I want to thank all of you for listening, all of our thousands and millions of fans. And this is Owen, signing off.
But thank you to Brandon and Radley for joining us as well. This is Carter signing off.
This is Brandon Gaither, Mr. D, and what's his name? Derry. Gosh darn it. Signing off.
This is Radley signing off with the Shackles Stay on Help Me, Please.
See you next podcast.